I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts. The Columbus Symphony Orchestra's 89th season begins Sunday afternoon at 3:30 in Columbus North's Auditorium, and it asks music lovers to bring your passport for music from around the world. Our guest is Roger Kalia, in his second year with the symphony. Roger, a busy and successful summer. I know you're looking forward to a busy fall, but how about a few highlights from the summer?
Yes, it was a very exciting summer. A lot of great opportunities to conduct fabulous groups. I actually was in Europe some of the summer where I was working with the Tonhalle Orchestra based in Zurich, a masterclass with David Zinman, who's a very prestigious, well-known American conductor. So that was a blast. But actually, the highlight would probably have been in the end of May. During the end of May, I had the opportunity to work with the Memphis Symphony Orchestra in their first conducting competition. And I was very fortunate enough to have gotten second place. And that was just a dream, honestly.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, it was a great opportunity, and I had a blast with them.
Now, I know you're looking forward to a busy fall with the Columbus Symphony Orchestra. You're also working on a grad degree.
Yes, I'm in my last year of my doctorate. It's been a great 3 years. It's flown by, so I can't believe it's already here.
Describe the Columbus Symphony Orchestra, the membership, the rehearsals, and so on.
The Columbus Symphony is strictly made up of volunteer musicians who donate their time to come every Tuesday night from 7 to 9. And we have 5 concerts a season, and we play through a variety of repertoire, and they do it for the love of the music. There's no other way to say it. They do it just because they love it, and I'm very grateful because of that.
Give me a snapshot of a few of your players.
Our principal bassoon player is a pediatrician. Our flute player is actually working on her degree in physical science, is actually graduated from IU with his doctorate in violin performance. You know, he helps everyone so much. He's a great teacher. So it's a real variety where we have working class people and a few even trained musicians, which, you know, it creates a great balance overall. We are also looking for new faces in the orchestra all the time. I was very happy to see in the first rehearsal a variety of new faces. There are no auditions for the orchestra. If you play an instrument, come to rehearsal. There's no pressure, no stress, and I can guarantee you're going to have a blast.
So quite a mix.
Absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about your opening concert, the first on your passport that we're punching is Sounds of Spain.
Yeah, Sounds of Spain. It's a concert that's basically influenced by Spanish music. I wouldn't say it's by Spanish composers, although there is one. It's going to consist of Manuel de Falla's Ritual Fire Dance, Lalo's Symphony Español, and I'll tell you more about that in a sec, and Rimsky-Korsakov's Capriccio Español, which is a concert favorite. All of this music has a lot of percussion, a lot of biting rhythms, a lot of dance music. The Lalo in particular, we're going to feature a young violinist by the name of Oscar Pinheiro. He's 16 years old, originally from Madrid, and his family is in Carmel, Indiana. And we're just so happy to have been able to grab him. Quick story, he actually won second place on the Spanish version of America's Got Talent. So this is huge. This is a huge deal for us, and we're very, very excited to feature him.
So that's the first concert of the Columbus Symphony Orchestra, Sounds of Spain, Sunday, October 9th at 3:30 in Columbus North High School. Our guest has been the conductor, Roger Kalia. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.